We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
You are now listening to the Shots and Thoughts Podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
That was tight.
Welcome, shotties, to another episode of Shots and Thoughts. It's the internet's only educational improv comedy game show involving shots of liquor and D20s, but it's after hours, so
after
we don't
do sexy time.
So we don't do any of that shit. It's your boy Sean.
It's your mommy, Papa Ryan.
Oh shit.
Damn, that was cool as fuck. It's the kid Chris, I guess.
All right. If this is your first after hours, what we do is we're recording this immediately after doing our regular game show episode. So we are currently 3 shots in for Chris.
No.
4?
5.
5 shots in for Chris.
Hey.
5 shots in for
Sean.
And 9 shots in for Ryan.
Yeah.
And what we do in after hours is we kind of just talk about how we've what we've been up to. Sometimes maybe play a game in the middle, and then we end with recommendations. But this is a very special episode of After Hours.
Very special.
How special?
We are making Ryan's first ever Dungeons and Dragons character.
Represent.
Gotta represent. All right, so we are playing Dungeons and Dragons. Chris and I and our former guest Ray and Chris's cousin Willie have been playing D&D, and Ryan wants to dip his toe in, see if he's about it.
We finally broke him
after years of this fucking nerd talk. So we decided, why not build his character one night before we actually play?
There you go.
All right, so we're on dndbeyond.com. We're doing the quick build.
Let's do it.
Character creation method.
How quick can we do this?
So we're gonna
speed run a character.
Yeah,
see how fast we could speed run this character.
All right.
So we clicked on it. Quick build. All right. Choose your race.
Oh, I don't want to be human.
So you could be.
It is a good beginner.
Aracocra.
I will say that.
Okay. I'll tell you. I'll be a human, and I want to be a paladin.
Yes! Oh shit! So fast. So human.
It's a great choice.
Do you want to be a variant human? Or a basic human?
Give me that basic.
The basic.
Wait, right. If you're like hybrid type shit, you can have like sorcerer shit?
I think a paladin is kind of a spellcaster, so you will be doing sorcerer type
shit. That's cool.
Yeah.
He's kind of a healer, but he has cool stuff. He has things called smites, which are gangsta.
So just regular human?
Yeah, we'll go
basic
human,
basic
paladin.
Paladin.
I don't know if D&D Beyond lets you do all that variant shit.
Well, I mean, I'm just going off of this option.
Okay.
All right. Character name. All right. So just so you know, Chris, go ahead and give some of the names in. Chris is our DM, our dungeon master, a.k.a. the story initiator.
So
what are some of the names in this universe?
Without them even knowing, Sean and Ray's characters sound exactly the same.
Yeah. I really want to change my name every time because we sound too similar.
If you would like to, you can. I have no problem with that.
My current name is Elbane.
Yep.
I'm a tiefling.
Wait, so, sorry, go on.
Oh, yeah. I'm a tiefling rogue?
Yes.
Am I rogue?
Yeah. No, you're tiefling bard.
Yeah, I'm a bard. And essentially my whole characterization is I can do real magic, but I think fake hand magic is cooler. So I do a lot of that type of shit.
Can magic
like a David Blaine shit, like card tricks.
Yeah,
I'm into card.
Because obviously in the world, like there's you can cast fireballs and you know make shit appear out of nowhere, like real crazy sorcerer type magic. But chooses street magic.
My character thinks street magic is cooler because it takes more skill.
This is different from like not Warhammer. Is it Warhammer with the actual
different.
Like figurines on the battlefield.
Type. Right. Yeah. We play with figurines.
Yeah. We use figurines in place of characters, but it's not. It's not playing like Warhammer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people just play like theater of the mind type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine.
Imagination.
Okay.
Yeah. So my character's name is El Bane, but Raymond's character's name is Bang. So I might change that up. Yeah.
Bang, B-A-N-G?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Willie's character's name is... You didn't write it down? I thought that's your job.
It's on my computer, but I can't remember it.
Is it normal or is it...
I don't...
What about some of your NPCs?
Wait. Hold on. Yeah, it's here in the... Sorry. God damn it.
Oh, you're good. But you're human. I mean, you could go with whatever you want. Our favorite D&D podcast... some of the names from there. That podcast is not another D&D podcast, which is hosted by like some comedians from College Humor. They have names.
Do you want funny names or you want like...
Whatever you want, dude. There's names like Hard One. There's names like Moonshine. Hmm. What? Bev.
Oh.
There's a Bev.
Oh, Willie's name is Seraph.
Seraph.
Okay, that's a cool name.
There's some Sephiroth shit.
If it helps, the universe we're in is very Final Fantasy inspired.
What did you say his name was?
Willie's name is Seraph.
Like the font.
Oh.
I don't think he named it after the font, but there is a font.
Yeah, because it's spelled with an A instead of an I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No pressure. We
could change the name whenever, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for now,
just put
in place.
Ink Akino Killer.
Akino. Hell okay. Yeah. Aim All right. Name, baby.
Damn.
AKEENOKILLA.
Wait, what? AKEENO?
Yeah.
And then Killer?
Yeah.
All right.
This is exciting.
Akino Killer is the name. Hanging out with El Bane.
Oh, you can't change your name anymore.
Bang.
Bang.
Damn.
Bang.
All right. So, advancement type. This is a bunch of shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I thought this was a quick build.
I think we could skip all that shit.
Yeah, man. Skip all that shit, man.
Okay. We got class abilities.
There we go. Hit me.
So, this is the part where we're going to... Have fun. So
roll dice.
You're gonna grab your D20.
Let me get my blue ball.
Probably your luckiest D20.
All right.
Okay. You want to be in charge of this?
Hey, whenever you say if you go to a different like D, like game, you take your character with you. Like, hey, this is me.
You could.
Oh.
But you got to talk to the DM. Be like, does this fit in like the setting you have or whatever? Because you can't take like a. Like ours is kind of like a comedy action thing. You can't take our characters into like a serious.
Oh.
Like dropping Deadpool in a fucking Justice League movie.
Oh, okay.
Be like, whoa. Maybe not good.
You mean Deadpool's not in every movie?
Dude, I can't wait for Deadpool in the MCU.
That's gonna be awesome. Oh, okay. Dude, I was looking at Reddit last night. And it was on the Marvel something.
Dude, you haven't watched Doctor Strange and you're just on the Marvel shit? You are wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You are wild.
And it's somebody posted the upcoming shows. It was like She-Hulk. It was at least 12 others. Mm-hmm. And then the guy was saying, which one are you not watching? Mm-hmm. And I was reading through the comments and... Some guys were like, oh, I may not rush into the...
Miss Marvel?
Not Miss Marvel. There was another Groot, I'm Groot, stuff like that. Like, okay, I may not rush into like, I'm Groot. You know, it's more of towards a kitty. You know, there's What If 2. There's a bunch of others, you know.
I've seen a lot of people like preemptively hating on Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it just might not be for you.
Yeah.
It seems like a very... To me, it looks like a very teen.
Yeah.
Like that's the audience, which is cool. I'm down with it.
And some guy posted, and I felt it resonated with me. He posted like, I'll probably end up watching all.
Yeah.
I may not be watching it right on the first day or something like that.
Okay.
Miss Marvel comes out next week. FYI. I'm probably going to watch it.
I feel like you just gotta. At this point, you just have to watch everything.
If you watch everything up to this point, then you just gotta keep watching it.
You gotta go.
All right, Chris.
So you will actually be taking these 3d6 so that your highest will be 18. So if you want to get a pen and paper down.
Okay.
Or anything, because you're just going to record whatever you roll.
Okay. Here. From now on.
I think you're just going to do this 6 times, right?
Yeah, you're going to do this 6 times.
Okay. Let's go. All? All
right. Yeah.
Here we go.
So you're going to record that. What is that?
That is 9.
9. So just write 9. 9. Okay. Do it 5 more times.
That is 6, 12.
12? Nice. That's a good one.
That is
13. 13. Nice. Very nice.
2, 7, 9.
9. Okay. Oof.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's a 4.
I'll give you a free mulligan if you want to change that one later.
Okay. I got a free roll. Uh-oh, fell off. That's a 5. And this is hopefully a 1.
That's a 1.
And that's a 6. And I fell off.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you can get everything one. I'll give you one free reroll.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. That's got big. A 12.
Cool. Nice. So you can replace your lowest one with that.
All right.
All right. So now what you're going to do is you're going to... So let me see.
As a paladin, you're going to want certain things better than the other. So what these rolls are for is to give your base score for strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
Okay.
So you can either build it out to like max out your build to make like the best character, mm-hmm. or you're building it out depending on like the character you want to play.
Okay.
Like if he's like goofy or whatever, or if he's awkward, he's going to have like low charisma or some shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. What are paladins based around?
I have no idea.
Because whatever...
I've never played one.
Whatever paladins are based around... So say like wisdom, that's what you want the highest stat to be.
It says judgment. Blessed aura.
Okay, so you probably want to make your wisdom very high.
Okay.
So, let's see. What are your numbers again?
My numbers are 9, 12, 13, 9, 12, 6.
So, I think, you know what? Whatever Shoddy's listening to this and fucking want to call me out, I'll take shots from that.
Shoddy's, we're not fucking experts at D&D. Yeah, we are not. We play for fun.
We are very homebrewy. but anyway, so we think that your top two should be either charisma or wisdom. So, you have a 13 and 12 as your highest.
Okay, I'll put that there.
So we'll put 13 for your wisdom and 12 for your charisma.
Oh, okay, here we go.
All right, perfect.
So wisdom is what?
Wisdom, I think we want to do 13.
And then?
Charisma, 12.
Okay.
And then I guess the next you can kind of apply to how you want to play your character. Like, do you want him to be, like, strong or, like, silly or, like, really, really smart?
Good health.
Good health, yeah.
Flexible, like sneaky. The most important thing is you build a character that will be fun for you.
I want strength.
Okay, you want strength to be your other 12? Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
12?
Wait, what are my choices already?
You have intelligence, constitution, and dexterity left.
What about charisma?
Charisma, you have a 12.
Yeah, charisma is already high for you.
Okay. And then I want constitution, a 9.
Okay.
And then I'll take the...
intelligence or dexterity?
Dexterity, a 9.
All right, okay. So intelligence is a 6.
6.
All right.
Love to see that.
Perfect. That was a speed run.
Okay. Is that it?
I think he gets to choose like weapons and armor, right?
Okay, description. So it says your background. You can be an acolyte, a criminal or spy, a folk hero, a haunted one, a noble, a sage, or a soldier?
A swolger.
I want a soldier. Don't
be a swolger.
What? It's adept.
Huh?
Is that a thing? Soldier. I do a soldier. Soldier, a dumb soldier. No okay. brains.
So you're proficient in athletics and intimidation. Oh, Jesus.
Wow, got him. Wow.
And as far as tool proficiencies, you're good at land vehicles.
Whoa.
Oh.
You write that in.
You have the military rank from your career as a soldier. Soldiers loyal to your former military organization still recognize your authority and influence, and they defer to you if they are of lower rank.
So at this point now, you have we have like a base character sheet for you, right? Which he'll send to you.
Okay.
And you, it's literally on a website. It'll keep track of every point, like your health points and stuff like that. It's so much easier than old school pen and paper.
Okay.
Ray can help you use it tomorrow because I think Ray uses D&D Beyond.
And this is using the Shots and Thoughts email, so you can just...
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We're done?
So there are some suggested characteristics if you'd like to go through those.
Yeah, like at this point now, you're just kind of wanting to kind of create your characters, like who they are, their personality, like what do they align? Like are they going to be like crazy good? Are they going to be like kind of evil a little bit? Like it's everything is free reign.
Cool. Do you want to follow this just for like
you can follow this as like a guideline?
And then if you don't like any of it, then you could fucking do whatever you want.
Yeah, sure. I'll just do
that. All right. So personality traits, you're going to choose two. All right.
Okay.
Grab a D8. Do you want to roll for it or do you want to just choose?
I'll just roll for it.
Okay. So if you get a 1, that means you're always polite and respectful. A 2, you're haunted by the memories of war.
Whoa.
And you can't get the images of violence out of your mind.
Damn. Cool.
3, you've lost too many friends and you're slow to make new ones.
Wow.
4, full of inspiring and cautionary tales from your military experience, relevant to almost every combat situation. 5, you can stare down a hellhound without even flinching. 6, you enjoy being strong and you like to break things. 7, you have a crude sense of humor. 8, you face problems head on. A simple, direct solution is the best path to success.
Okay, here we go.
So roll. Roll number 1.
Number 3.
I've lost too many friends.
There you
and
go.
And I'm slow to make new ones.
There you go. I like that darkness.
Nice.
All right. Okay. And you get one more roll on that one.
2.
I'm haunted by the memories of
Jesus
war.
Jesus Christ.
And can't get the images of violence out of my mind.
Nice. So this is like your character now. You can obviously tell like when you play him, you probably want to have like act like you've had like a dark past. Like you've obviously been through some shit.
The war!
Yeah. You can play like a traumatized veteran and stuff. Like, ooh, you know what?
Or you could play like the grandpa from King of the Hill.
Yeah,
that's also.
Like that. Obviously, yeah. You know either what? Or. I could probably like, so Ray's character is kind of like a veteran too. Like that's like kind of what he wanted to do. So like maybe I could write in that you're an old partner of his that he recognizes because you've just come back from seeing some crazy shit.
That's cool.
All right. Yeah. So here are your ideals. You're going to grab a D6.
Okay.
Just like a regular die.
Okay.
So do you want me to read all the 6 or just roll and then I'll
just
tell
roll.
You what you get? All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay. There you go.
What is that?
6.
My city, my nation, my people are all that matter.
There you go. But all of them died.
Ooh.
Love it. All right, is there a way to mark that these are the things?
Yeah, it says add.
Okay, perfect.
All right. That's here. You get 1. All right, so now are your bonds. So D6 as well.
Is that the one that Scott gave you?
2.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Someone saved my life on the battlefield. And to this day, I will never leave a friend behind.
Ooh, that could be Ray.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, that's
all
cool.
All right, now flaws. A D6 again.
A 4.
My hatred of my enemies is blind and unreasonable.
Dude, I'm dark.
Damn. This is awesome.
This is crazy.
I'm just dark.
Tight.
All right. So you got character details. I don't know if you want to do all that. Like your alignment, you could be like chaotic good, chaotic evil, chaotic neutral, lawful good, lawful evil, all that stuff.
There is a question I did want to ask everyone in the group though, is like for your character, would you consider yourself like a believer of gods, a non-believer, or a believer in economics, or kind of a cultist type thing?
I believe in science.
I believe in science. Yeah, I don't know. What would Elbane? I would say Elbane believed before, but since we've been uncovering shit, it's kind of.
So you were kind of on like the almost like a neutral territory.
Yeah.
Not like a radical for
either or one like, side or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, yeah, I think that like in our universe, like the religion system is broken down to people. Cause at this point in the universe, like whether or not like gods have existed or not was or is a mystery. There are only like relics of the past that kind of people can hold on to. But oh God.
Baby.
So I mean like you'll find out tomorrow or anyway, but like the two titular or the two main characters in the beginning, which were Sean and Ray's characters, have found proof that gods have existed.
Cool.
Yeah. That's so really
cool. Mine believes in gods.
Yours okay.
Multiple gods.
Yeah, there are. It's not monotheistic in this universe.
Okay.
So yeah, it's broken down to like believers, non-believers, or cultists, basically. Okay. Yeah.
A believer. Yeah. Okay.
A believer.
Yeah.
So alignment. Do you want to choose an alignment? So that's like chaotic, lawful, and neutral, and then you have good, evil, neutral.
Let's do chaotic.
Chaotic, evil, chaotic, good, chaotic, neutral.
Chaotic good.
All right. And then lifestyle, you could be wretched, squalid, poor, modest, comfortable, wealthy, or aristocratic.
Modest.
Modest. All right. A modest lifestyle keeps you out of the slums and ensures that you can maintain your equipment. You live in an older part of town, renting a room in a boarding house, inn, or temple. You don't go hungry or thirsty. Your living conditions are clean, if simple. Ordinary people living modest lifestyles include soldiers with families, laborers, students, priests, hedge wizards, and the like. All right.
This is cool.
What does a Kino Killa look like? Hair color. What are you thinking, my guy? How hot is your human? The Hemsworth?
It's dark brown.
Dark brown hair. Love it. Skin? Dark brown. Eyes, dark brown. Height, dark brown.
Let's do like a tan color.
Tan. Okay. Light tan. Eyes.
Green.
Height. Shaq, baby. 7 foot.
He's a 6'4" guard.
Wow. Wait. 6'4". Probably like a solid 220.
230.
230? Hell yeah.
Broly.
Age. So you've seen some shit already. You've been in the wars.
323.
You're a human, my guy. You're a human. So you got regular human years.
He's
how old is Ray's? You said Ray's like 50 or something?
Some shit like that, yeah.
So you probably want to be 30 to 50.
Right? Okay, I'll be 32.
Wow. Oh, what if Ray's character is the one that saved him on the battlefield?
Mm. Oh, well, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
That specific thing?
Yeah.
All right. Gender?
Male.
All right. Organizations.
Chess club.
All right. Do you wanna have a detailed backstory? Or you're just gonna go later. With those notes?
Go with those notes already.
Yeah, just go with those.
Okay.
I can fill in some stuff.
Yeah, all right. You have equipment.
Oh, yeah. Choose
your
weapon.
Currently, you have a backpack, a bedroll, chainmail, javelin, longsword, mess kit, rations.
That's what I have
shield,
right now.
Shield, rope, a tinderbox, torch, and water skin.
That's cool.
That's what you currently have. Yeah.
All right.
I'll take that.
Do you like those weapons?
If that's what comes with a... Yeah. You said sword?
Yeah, you have a...
Sword, javelin.
You have a long sword and a javelin.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
So, actually, your character will probably be doing a lot of spell casting, too. So, like, weapons aren't your, like, primary source of attack.
All right. All right. Nice. All right.
Dude, congratulations, my guy. You have a character.
Nice. I'm in this.
Akino Killa. He's in this bitch.
Akino Killa seen some things.
Yeah.
But we got to like up this to whatever level we're at, right?
Yes. Which I think you just like type in a number and it updates everything.
Oh. Can I do that here?
Yeah. What level are y'all?
I don't know.
Oh, six. Y'all are six.
Is this your general vibe, dude? Oh, we're level six? Ryan's looking for a paladin photo for his character sheet. Have y'all watched the Thor trailer?
I have.
I chose not to after the Doctor Strange one.
I haven't.
And it's not that much different than what was already shown.
Oh, in the first trailer?
In my opinion, I don't.
Is that a paladin right there?
Sure.
I think a paladin, like, just... The description of a paladin is just like a soldier for their god, right?
Yeah. Kind of like knightly-ish, but like
I'll take
like that. A religious knight is
I'll
typically
take that
a
guy.
Paladin.
Did you click on it already?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, shit. He has like a Soul Calibur sword? This dude is hot, Ryan.
This dude gets puss. Hey, nice cock.
Dude, Akino fucks, dude. He fucking fucks, bro.
Should have been a bard, dude.
Bard.
Oh, man. Okay. Level six should automatically just... Ooh. Well, would you look at that?
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
And you have spells. You can prepare spells.
Dude.
Yeah. We'll go over the spells tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. And then let me update your picture.
What time is this?
That's a good question. I do need to work out with Nancy after work. So okay. I probably can't be there until like 8.
8?
That's good.
But if y'all want to get there earlier to do spells or whatever, that's fine too. If not, that's cool. But yeah, 8 is probably.
It'll probably be like from 8 to 11.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are we going to eat, dude? Sick.
I think there's a Loopies out there.
There's a center court, like right outside his neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, here we go. Got a picture. Choose file.
Choose your file.
Hey, nice cock.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
That's from something for sure. Nice cock.
I think I've heard someone do it. Well, like using the Super Smash Brothers announcer voice.
God damn it.
Oh, here it is. This is what it's from.
Nice.
Dude, speaking of Wii Sports, we played Switch Sports, Nintendo Switch Sports.
How was that?
It was so fun.
Nice.
It's just as fun as Wii Sports was.
Wow.
We played a volleyball. That was like the most hype.
What?
Yeah, it's super fun. Like you do have to like you have to do like the bumps. You got to do like the sets and then you got to do the spikes.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's so fucking fun.
Man.
We should buy it. We have a Switch.
We should.
That should definitely play.
Should.
Our content.
Patreon content.
We can make a video out of that. We
could easily. And dude, it's a workout. Like you think that like, it's like, oh, it's fucking Wii Sports. But Wii Sports, I think since day one, has been like a good calorie burner if you play long enough.
Dude, do they have bowling and shit?
They have bowling. They have
Chambra,
which is sword fighting.
I picked a picture, a video.
Okay.
on Instagram to share it to my story, and it said introducing longer stories.
Oh,
videos will
sick.
Now be 60 seconds long with no broken up segment.
Oh, that's that'll be awesome. Nice for us.
That's great.
You got a whole clip now.
Yeah. Wow.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that is Akino.
Awesome.
Ryan's character is built. He has access to it for tomorrow. All the stuff is already in there. I think all he has to do is pick your spells.
Wow. Let's do it.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Wow. That's cool.
Ryan's going to play D&D. It's finally happened, guys.
Thank y'all. Cool. I couldn't have done it without y'all. Sometimes you have to do something new. When's the last time you did something for the first time?
Wow.
Me? Monday. I started the UX certificate course thing.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Hell yeah, dude.
And see what that's like.
Bro, congrats, man.
Yeah, see.
Who are you doing it with?
It's just the Google certificate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Are you doing the free 7 week? Or seven
the free 7 day, yeah. Which I have not been utilizing too much because I've been so busy the past 2 days. But, you know, it's all.
Hey, man.
You're going to go over the 7 days. It's like a 7 course.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. So. There is a guy who did a speed run.
Oh, really?
He tried to get all of it done in the free 7 day trial.
Yeah.
And he said whenever he got to like almost done around day 5 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They like his account started like being slow and stuff.
Really?
And like he was like, I think it was
they
on
throttled
purpose.
Him.
Yeah. But he that's was funny, like, I finished 5 courses in like 5 days. That's pretty good.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's awesome, man. That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for it. It's something like I guess I've known what it was, but then like hearing him, you know, talk about the course and stuff just got me excited for it. So
yeah,
I'm
man.
Excited.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I want to get into it because I hate so much of it.
You yeah? hate so much
because
of it?
Because I hate bad UX design so much.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to, ask you, oh, why do you want to do this? I'm like, oh, I want to spread good UX design because a terrible website.
Dude, you do
pisses me
so
off
well
more
with
than
that,
nothing.
Man.
And I just feel like I'd be.
I always thought whenever I learned about it, I was like, man, Chris would kill this, or like June would kill this, you know? Like,
thanks. Yeah.
Like, I feel like we know. We have an eye just because of our exposure of, you know, whether it be design or dance or something like that. There's some creativity that we're used to that creates appeal. And I've always thought like, man, if I knew how to fucking make layers on a Photoshop, I'd do better at this, you know?
Yep.
But hey, man, finish that shit, Bean.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
Dude, hell yeah.
Give me something.
I have a friend. I think his name is Dom. I know we're acquaintances. We don't really talk, but I've noticed on Instagram that he's been taking courses and then like he's been putting out more content.
Oh,
and I think that's the general gist of the homies that have they think like, hey, I even read in articles like if you don't know how to adjust to like if you don't know how to make quick videos, like quick 1 minute videos, then you're being left behind already.
Oh,
yeah,
makes sense
because. Now Instagram is not about pictures really anymore.
It's all about videos.
Yeah, pictures are nice.
Our videos always do way better than our pictures.
Yeah,
or podcast shit at least.
Really? And it's more engaging. When you see a picture, it's like, okay, how much of that is real? You know, when you make a video, it's more attractive. It's more appealing. It's eye catching. You know,
yeah, because it holds that point of the screen for longer.
Yeah,
so you're on the app longer, which is what they're looking for.
Yeah,
mm.
And it's crazy when you I saw that show on a. What do you call it on Netflix where they track all that information, you know? They track I forgot, like I think it was like Facebook or something like that.
Oh.
Where they track how long you spent on an image, what's piquing interest
and the analytics of it.
The analytics of it all. And then they start
building like your profile.
Yeah. Essentially TikTok, you know?
So scary thinking about it like that.
Yeah. Dude, they got me, man. Anytime I'm on TikTok,
bro. Oh, yeah,
bro.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Early days are like, let's just hit them hard.
Yeah.
Dude, everybody day one of TikTok is just titties,
just fucking bricked up, straight up.
Dude, they do too much. That's what I was like. We've said this multiple times. Like, first day of TikTok, I was like, this ain't for me, bro.
Because then you're like, oh, damn, shorty. Oh! Then you just had to click out. I didn't see shit.
TikTok was too wild.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, when it got to like kitten videos and cooking, I was like, all
that's
right,
whenever we're still under the China Lao.
That's when I was like, dude, I got to get it before fucking Trump deletes it off the App Store.
Well, that's, I think that's why I saw another TikTok saying like, oh, I think you sent it before, where like early days of TikTok is because China, like, this is what the TikTok saying. That's not me saying it. Mm-hmm. They were saying like, they were trying to like dumb the US down.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Oh,
right, right.
Yeah. Like the, it'll sort dumb videos to trend in America.
And then educational videos.
And then educational videos in China. Yeah. It, who owns it? Is it still? Because wasn't Microsoft trying to buy it and then that never happened?
Yeah, I thought we still have it. Or I thought that we have it because someone bought it.
Yeah.
Who bought it?
I don't know who bought it.
I think it was Microsoft.
Did they?
Yeah. Microsoft bought it and now it's... No, it's not Microsoft. It's the
it's
other
like
one.
ByteDance or some shit right there still, right? Is that China? That's China still.
No.
Who owns TikTok?
Oracle? Was it Oracle? Did Oracle end up getting it?
Oracle at ByteDance still.
But it depends where their headquarters is, where they're doing all the stuff.
It says Gongzhong, China. No, shit.
Beijing. Interesting. Cool. TikTok is still Chinese owned.
No, it is still Chinese owned.
Oh, okay. Yeah, by ByteDance.
No, but where the memory, the storage happens is in the US now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where the storage?
Like the cloud of like security and everything is now in the US base.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Well, this is 2020. That's old. Which server does? I don't know where a new one is. This one still says the Alibaba cloud in Singapore.
Who knows now?
Who knows, man? All right. And before we get into our recommendations of the week, let's hit a little ad break for all of our sponsors that may or may not exist. Okay. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show.
And we're back.
We're back.
Recommendations. Nice. Ryan, Chris, do you guys have anything?
I have some.
Okay, nice. Go for it, my man.
You go first?
Yeah, what are you looking at, bro?
I'm still trying to figure out where TikTok is.
We've really fucking...
Cool. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I have, like, so many right now. I guess recency bias, I would check out fucking Nintendo Switch Sports. But other than that, I'll go with the first thing on my list. Which is if you are wanting to dip your toes into understanding fashion and fashion as art, I would check out this account called Bliss Foster.
On
YouTube. He just makes everything seem so approachable, just seems like such a nice guy. He talks about it very in depth. He has a great voice, really cool style. It makes just everything just seem so approachable, breaks it down in very digestible content, I guess. Like he'll break down fashion runways and kind of like talk you through like the concept of each look and stuff like that, and just like as if he was talking to you like he was teaching a kindergartner.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, wow. It's super nice. He does like a whole series on like Margiela, like all of his early runway stuff. That's like his, he recently kind of like grouped that all together into one giant video, mm-hmm. which I thought was cool. I think he just came back from Paris Fashion Week, whenever that was. So yeah. He has some kind of like, he's actually like in the community.
In the scene.
Yeah. And I'm not on it, but if you are like one of those people who love to use Discord often and join Discord groups,
yeah,
he has like a very safe space place for, you know, people who want to talk about fashion and stuff, according to him. So I think that's great. So yeah, if you want to kind of dip your toes into understanding fashion, I would check out Bliss Foster on YouTube and support him on Discord and Patreon.
Sick. He's on Instagram too.
Yes.
42,000.
But I do have this. An anti-recommendation.
Oh, a first ever.
First ever anti-recommendation, which is, you're never going to believe me, these words came out of my mouth. Whataburger. Quit fucking going to Whataburger, because I can't get shit from Whataburger anymore. Because the lines take too damn long, son.
There you go.
I'm not saying fuck the food. I'm saying stop going there so that the lines can stop being so ungodly long.
Dude, that's pretty bad in Pearland.
It's actually awful.
It's pretty bad slowly everywhere right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go home.
You know, though, I went to my first Whataburger where they actually tried implementing the whole Chick-fil-A line type stuff, and it was just like, I see what you're doing.
It wasn't working?
Not working.
It was working, but like the setup didn't wasn't like good for the workers. Yeah. And I was just like, it was still not an enjoyable process. I was like,
yeah. See, like, or Whataburger, fix it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that they understand like how big they are. So I don't know what they're doing to like implement like better like line service. Or it could just be like, you know, lack of workforce. You know.
What time are you going?
Dude, at the time everybody goes, fucking 10 to 12 at midnight.
Do they close curb stop? Like curb service?
Oh, dude, I just heard today on the radio, which I never listen to the radio. They said that if you do curbside, you get double points or something like that.
Yeah, double points for this month on the Whataburger app. I order only through the Whataburger app.
Okay.
So I always get curbside, but I sometimes I don't order super late at night. But
when I
go for like lunch or dinner, curbside all the way.
Okay, so maybe curbside is the answer, but I shouldn't have to wait in a fast food line like, you know, 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh yeah, hell no.
Dude, that one time when we went after
that was the worst.
I was so drunk in line, I fell asleep.
Dude. No.
No, I'm serious. I was like, I shouldn't have came.
Yeah, that was super fucked up. Like, I really wish that I could have enjoyed, like, by the time I got home,
Whataburger sounded
mouth.
So good.
Yeah, it did. It really
and
did.
And it would have been so good at that moment.
Yeah.
And but that like, moment extended for an hour.
Yeah it did.
That was
did.
Such a turn off. And
I agree
like,
with
damn.
You, man. I had a...
Yeah, I absolutely nothing against... I just had the Southern Double Bacon Burger with the coleslaw and, like, the Monterey Jack cheese on it.
Yeah.
It's good.
That one does not appeal to me.
Oh, because the coleslaw, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I recently... two days ago, I went to In-N-Out, and I think I had a good experience, man.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
I fuck with In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I fuck with In-N-Out heavy.
Nothing against them.
Yeah.
But just Whataburger, man. I just, you're a staple in my life, and it just feels so disheartening to say these things.
How often would you say you have a Whataburger? Weekly?
I would have it much more, but Bree is like not the biggest as big a fan of it as I am.
Yeah.
But if I could go as much as I wanted to, I'd probably go once a week. It's like to me, it's like prime fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a time where I was hitting it. There was a month, I think at least some point this year, where I hit five visits in like 2.5 weeks. And I was like, this has to stop. This has to stop now. I I think we
this has to stop.
One of it was like a late night thing. One of it was like I couldn't get home for lunch, so I was just like, fuck it, I'm out on the road.
Right.
Grab it. Another time, I think, coming back from an airport, and then bam, 5 visits in 2.5 weeks. I was like, whoa, I got a free reward way too quick. Way too quick. I don't like how fast this happened.
Damn, dude, I got that reward mad quick, son.
Get 5 visits, get a free fucking whatever.
Hey, man, that's motivation.
It's bad. But yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I had to go on my little rant. Hey, man, it's been like...
I have a $25 gift card in my car to Whataburger. I've been thinking when I should use it.
Don't go between certain
hours. At least apparently. Use the app.
Use the app. Try the app. See if that helps.
Right. If curbside is not available on the app and it's 12 to midnight or 10 to midnight, don't go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This was Monday night. Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, it was Memorial Day. I was in line at 8. Or no, I was in line at 9:30, but I had to get food from Sakura because they close at 10. And I was like, it was 5 cars in front of me. And I was like, this should move. I should be able to get Sakura within 30 minutes. No. Did not. I was in line for 5 minutes. Not one car moved. And I was like, this is bad.
Was Brie mad? Bad.
No. I made it to Sakura. Oh, okay. And I was like, okay, let me go check the other Whataburger. They got the double line thing going on.
Oh, you just left?
Yeah, I just left the line. So I was like, let me go check the other Whataburger on the other side. Not the other side, but like, you know, closer to your house in the Shadow Creek area. And because they got the double line going. Of course it's going to go by faster, right? Duh.
They always close one line or some shit like that.
Well, I got there and the line was almost to the highway and both lines were open.
Wow. Fuck that.
And I was like,
they have to follow the Chick-fil-A model. Honestly,
they got to do something.
But it's hard though because Chick-fil-A.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
The way the Chick-fil-A does it is they have pre-packaged meals because they only serve chicken, right? Unless
is it made to order at Chick-fil-A?
It depends. If you order just a regular sandwich,
they got it unlocked.
They got unlocked, right?
It's like going to Popeyes.
Yeah, because they pre-package the sandwiches already with 2 pickles. If you say I want a Chick-fil-A sandwich. No pickles, they're going to have to make you a fresh. New one.
Yep, that's the trick.
I always get no pickles.
Yeah.
Not for the trick. I just hate pickles.
I heard that's a trick, man.
It is.
So.
Add cheese.
But they need either hire more workers, but then they'll like, they get the revenue, man. I feel like they just
gotta, fuck it.
Just got to like pay the people.
They just like seeing how bad people want Whataburger.
Oh yeah.
Squirm.
Like watching a squirm.
Squirm, yeah. Bitch.
God damn. But yeah, okay, that's my little rant or whatever. I still love you, Whataburger, so much. So like I just want you to be better.
Try that curbside. You got the
app?
Yeah,
I gotta try the curbside. I think I did have the app one time, but I haven't utilized it recently.
Where are you going? Once a week you can get a free fucking honey butter chicken biscuit every 5 weeks, brother.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
I don't know.
Free milk. Get a free milkshake every 5 weeks.
Look at that.
Weeks,
I kept
brother.
That coupon over there. What is that? On top of that laptop?
Is that from the run? The Rockets run?
No, that's from our mail.
There's got to be an expiration
code. Scan to win
that.
Whataburger rewards and win and get a free Whataburger.
What? Really? What's that? I think so. There's a sandwich. That's a free sandwich.
Oh,
like,
yeah. There's coupons on top, but I cannot read shit vision.
I can't read it either. Next time.
Top Gun Maverick. Here we go. No, I can't read it.
I heard the movie was actually really good.
I heard the movie was fantastic.
I really want to watch it.
I didn't want to until Willie saw it, and he was like, I thought I was going to hate it, but that movie was actually fucking fantastic.
I didn't want to see it until I saw that like most of the...
Original?
No, most of like the things that they do in that movie are practical effects. And
oh, yeah. $11,000 an hour to rent a jet.
Like, that's
awesome.
I want to see
this. You
got to
know.
Real life
shit. You got to know if Tom Cruise is in the movie.
Oh, that's
he's
true.
Doing some fucking stunts in that movie. Yeah,
that's wild.
And he may look fucking old, but he's committed.
I never watched the original Top Gun.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'd put it on and then like.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. But okay. It stopped as of yesterday.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they took it off as of yesterday.
That's
yesterday
a real
being
kick in the nuts, dude.
The May 31st.
But yeah, I heard that movie was good. All right. Ryan, all right, who's do you next? Have yours?
All right, I got a quick one, and it's pretty like a like subpar recommendation. Dude, I've been like at Costco, and I saw the shirts over there. I bought the 32 Cool.
30, yep. Talk about
but
it.
But the athletic, black athletic shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, if you buy, they come in a 4-pack.
Yep.
It cost me about like $12 for 4 shirts. There's no logo. You don't even see it unless you look at the tag.
Yep.
Dude, I've been all about that. Like, dude, like you get 4 shirts, man. You don't have to think about anything, yep, you know? And these shirts are awesome. They feel good. You know, I wore them during my hikes. I wore them during sleep. I wore them to go out. You know, like these are some good ass shirts, man.
Yeah, we stand those.
Costco, low key, underrated clothes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're the blank, like they're Kirkland, just plain blank tees.
Oh, yeah.
Are highly rated because they're Pima cotton.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
dude, I have the white ones. Yeah. The white ones. They're solid shirts. They're like a good, like high quality, just wear white shirt out to dinner, you know, type thing. They're not like your Hanes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're a little thicker material. Yeah. And then the black ones is what I'm talking about. These ones, man, I swear, you got to get a pair. Yeah. Next time you go, dude, just pick up a $12 pack. I think 12 to like $15 pack. You get 4 shirts.
Yeah, totally worth it, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dude, you get your kumut, you get your fucking fucking bedtime, you get your workout, dude.
Chicken bake, dude. Get your shirts, go get a chicken bake.
There you go. Oh, yeah, chicken bake, man.
I fuck with the chicken bake. Nancy didn't like it when I showed her the chicken bake.
I've never had it. I've heard it's good, though.
I fuck with it.
We went recently on a Friday during Lent, and we got some, like, cheese pizzas because they didn't have meat. And I thought we took it to go when we went to the park. I thought it'd be a little bit more, like, stringy.
Oh, yeah, you were hoping for the cheese pull.
Yeah, cheese pull. I was like
clean bite.
Yeah, clean bite, man. I was like, oh, man.
We did that 2 weeks after you talked about that.
Yeah.
Nance and I, we went, and then we went to visit Zelly.
Nice.
And then we were eating pizza. And we're like, all right.
All right.
Clean bite. We were like, Ryan was right. Ryan wasn't kidding.
That's good stuff. What about you, man? Let's wrap it up.
My recommendation, shout out to the former, our first guest ever, June. He gave me workout recommendations, and that shit has been fucking me up the last 2 times I went to the gym.
Nice.
He said he listed some method that he follows. I forget. But essentially what he does is he focuses on 2 body parts a day,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and does 4 different workouts for those, for each body part, mm-hmm, and then does 4 sets of 10 for each workout.
There you go.
Good job.
So I did that. First day I did shoulders and chest, 4 different chest workout, or 4 different back workouts, 4 different shoulder workouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
40 times each workout. My back felt crippled. I couldn't fucking straighten my shit.
Yeah.
My shoulders are fucked up. Yesterday, I did the same thing with chest and bicep and tricep. 4 workouts each, 40 times.
Nice.
Fucking.
Dude, if you stick to that, bro,
like
that,
I was like, man, this feels ownage, but good.
Yeah, man.
That's nice. That's a good feeling. That's a great feeling, man.
So, but the downside is that shit takes like an hour and a half in the gym. Mm. I used to chop on people. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing for like hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah.
I see what they're doing.
Yeah.
It takes work, yeah.
Reps take a while.
It takes too long.
Yeah. I always have this argument with Nick whenever we work out where like I'm used to that F45, get in, get out.
Yeah, man.
You know? And true weightlifting is, you know, it takes time. There's technique. You need your muscles to recoup. And, you know, the setting up of the plates and everything like that, it takes time.
Yeah. I love I still love F45.
Oh, yeah. I was looking today. I was like, is there any deals? You know, like I saw a 3-month deal and I saw a 6-month deal. I was like,
dip your toe a little. Dude, it's the F45 is still my favorite workout, bro. Just get in and out, feel owned.
Yeah. You can still do that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I need guidance.
Yeah.
I can't. Even when we still had F45 during COVID, like at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
And they were doing like the online classes or whatever. I tried to follow. I think I did like two classes.
I fell off quick.
This shit's not the same.
Dude, it sucks, man. Whenever we're in F45, we're on like week 6 or 7.
We were thriving, bro.
Yeah.
We were
thriving. And then like they shut down, like, oh, COVID's getting bad. And I was like, oh, dude. And I tried. I was doing the work, like watching. Oh, come on, everyone. I was like, fucking 1 week afterwards. I was like, oh, I'll just go run.
Vibe is dead, dude. We were fucking...
We cut.
We were on our path to greatness.
We definitely.
I was 190, looking good. Hadn't weighed 190 since like fucking senior year of high school.
Damn.
And then COVID fucked me up nasty. Actually, no. 2013 Watt, I got down to like really skinny. I was like 175 or some shit like that.
Nice.
I'm fucking 215 now, bro. It's bad.
You get there.
Shotties, have I mentioned this on the podcast? My fucking license? Have I talked about that shit? This is the fucking most depressing, depressing thing. This is what inspired me to fucking text June and be like, hey, what are you doing in the gym, bro?
What are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing, bro? Because I got to do something. I've been going to the gym, but like, I've just been fucking no focus lifting and then running.
Yeah,
no,
you need a...
Yeah, I'm fucking
you
just...
need a program.
Yeah, I was just fucking, you know, one workout bicep. Right. That's tight. One tricep, full body workout type deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Never sore. And then I fucking got my license photo, bro. All right. My license before the one I took this year, 21, chiseled jawline, skinny face.
Uh-huh. Dude.
Looking hot.
21.
Haircut, nice.
No. Look at that. Look at that baby.
Earrings, no bags under the eye. Take my picture. I'm at the driver's line, the DPS. I'm posing for the photo. She says, chin down. Oop. Look, I already know it's fucked. I already know for the next 10 years I'm fucked. She said, chin down. I said, can I just get lower? She said, no, chin down is fine. I said, okay. Chin down. Bam. Double chin. I already know. And then the picture comes in. All right. Prior to this morning, all of COVID, really. I've been wearing hats to work because I'm just like, fuck.
Hats to work?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's casual Friday every day since COVID started.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, never fix my hair. So I never really like notice how bad I need a fade until it's bad. And then this day I forgot I was also going to the DPS to take my license photo. So I've had hair and not a fade and my fucking chin is down. The change from
show it.
The change from 21, we could put it on the gram. To 30 is the most fucking depressing photo of all time. I think this is illegal.
Dude.
I keep my old license in front of my new license.
It's a camera, bro.
Because
she zoomed in, dude.
Of when I open my wallet, I can't see that picture every time I fucking open my wallet. I'm already depressed that it's empty. I'm depressed my wallet is empty. I don't need a secondhand depression from my fucking...
Holy shit. Look at me!
Dude.
Look at it!
That's 9 years difference.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, man. That's not bad. You still look like you.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that's what I look like. You tell me the opposite, bro. Fuck. Yeah. So I got that picture and then I texted June. I was like, yo, what? Do I gotta help. Do to not
help me?
What do I gotta do to not be me? Anyways,
you get there, my man.
No, that's my recommendation. Man. Fucking
the June
40
workout.
Reps on each body part is what I'm doing.
You're gonna get there.
I hope so. I've only done that twice, but
yeah, man.
I got my ass kicked both times.
That's
felt
a start.
Good.
That's a start, bro.
Yes, you gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
Do 2 days of that, and then you have to like do like another day of something.
Dude, if I had enough time and money to fucking weightlift and then like next day do some fucking F45 quick hit shit and then go back to weightlift,
yeah,
just confuse the fuck out of my body.
Yeah.
That's the way.
That's the fucking way. I can give you fucking insanity.
But I'm not a...
I can give you insanity.
I'm not self... Like with working out, I need guidance. But I guess with weightlifting, I'm not really guided. Sort of. I watch like a YouTube video before I do the workout. But But still, I feel like with Hit, I need somebody fucking.
There's apps.
Oh, really?
Our former guest, Andy, he uses the app.
He uses the app for weightlifting?
For like Hit shit. For all his exercises.
Well, yeah, he has the Peloton app too.
Yeah.
Because he has he has one of those stationary bikes. But damn. Yeah. Fitness. Everybody's on their fitness grind right now. And fuck, dude. I was fine. I was happy with myself. then I got the license photo.
DPS came.
The DPS came and said, put your chin down.
This shit does not expire, bro. This shit expires. Where's the date, bro? 2030.
It's only 8 years.
Bro, 2030. Every time I open my wallet.
Oh. Dude, that's motivation. Once you're skinny, you're going to be like.
Once I'm skinny, I'm going back to the DPS and paying for a new picture.
Yeah, I was like, you can change your picture, right?
Can't you? You don't look like, I'm looking at your picture and I'm looking at you. You don't look the same at all.
I hope so. I hope that's not what I look like. Fuck. I'll put a picture.
Their cameras never do anyone justice. That's like not. That's not. That's definitely not a fair representation of yourself at all.
Yeah, but I'm so hot when I'm 21. I was so fucking hot when I was 21.
Dude, 21 was fucking 11 years ago for me. And that's how I embedded my head. When I see myself, and I was like, well, that's me now. We'll get there. Yeah, just got to get healthy.
I feel like I peaked in high school and I've been unhappy since college.
Dude, you were tiny, tiny, so skinny. Yeah. So very
You're
skinny.
A stallion.
I was like, man, I can't fit into small shirts anymore. I'm like, damn.
Dude,
it sucks.
I think my senior year of high school, I could still fit into my fucking... a Big Lots Pokemon shirt from the fifth grade.
Dude, senior year, I was thrifting like kids boy, like largest, boys largest.
Preach, brother.
Medium.
High school kids, if you think you're fat, trust me. You're fucking so fit right now compared to where you're going to be.
You're killing it right now.
You're fucking killing it right
now. You're amazing.
Every day in high school, I was like, damn, I'm fucking chubby. You know what I would give to be fucking my high school weight, bro? Fuck me.
Soon.
Dude.
I feel
like you hit like 21 and then your body just gets thick. Not even fat. It just gets thick.
I think your bones just start growing. We're like...
something wide. They grow wide.
They start expanding. They get swollen.
There's a point, unless you're like a freak athlete who just looks like a grown, person at like age 16. I feel like everybody, when you're young, you just look so tiny. And then you hit a certain age in your 20s and then you're just like, not fat, but not what you were.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. I don't know shit about biology or anatomy. I went to business school, I also don't know anything about. All right. Well, I think we did it, folks.
We did it.
All right. That's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening to After Hours. We'll be back next week. Episode 100?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. We need to figure that out. We'll figure it out. Hopefully we do something cool.
Yeah,
cool,
we will.
Cool.
But until then, thank you guys for listening. Episode 99 under
the
wraps.
99 in the wraps.
All right.
Get the gats.
99 the red get. Balloons.
See you guys next
Too
week.
Too many Glockies.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.